WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel yeah. Jazzations. Yours truly, Tony Smith, and Don Corey Washington.
That's right.
Holding it down.
Holding it down.
Yeah. In that last music set, we heard music coming to you from Bethany Devine, the song Sweet Voice. Before that, Eric Benet giving you the song In the End.
Yeah.
Mel Holder, When Your Spirit Fills the Room. And of course, Kirk Whalum, Because You Love Me. Right here. Sister Lene Battle logging off from Facebook, or maybe her computer crash. You know how those programs do. And Kevin Moore still up for a little bit. Boy, you better go to bed, man.
You ain't going to get up in the morning.
Thanks again to Evangelist Mary L. McCracken for calling into the program.
Amen. On tonight.
Always a blessing. Thank you for your testimony.
Yeah.
Shout out once again to Sister Nicole. As JP says, Munchkin.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nicole. Appreciate you. And shout out to her mom, Anita Carter, who pledged her support to Gospel Jazzations this morning.
Yeah.
As did Merlon Devine, Duke Guillaume from New York, Nueva York, pledged his support as well. Brother Ron Mitchell from Trans Jazz,
something to check. Band.
Yeah, man. Metropolitan Gospel Big Band. Thank you, Duke. Appreciate you. And those of you who haven't pledged as of yet, still have an opportunity. Today's the last day.
This is it.
It's a wrap after this, and then management will take a look at the numbers and see how we did for this year, for this month, and see if it's worth keeping this radio music ministry going for another year.
That's right.
Because we are listener-supported, commercial-free, and you know how they do over there at commercial radio. They don't even give you a chance, man.
No,
you just be tuning in. They get to that top of the hour.
And it's another...
That's what you'll be listening to at this time. So we don't want that to happen, y'all. So just give a call in and pledge your support to Gospel Jazzations to keep it on for another year. Number here in the studios is 201-692-2012. And we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM.
Yeah.
Or send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com. And I'll take your information, how much you want to pledge to the show, whether it's $2, whether it's 32 cents, whether it's a nickel that you might have found on the ground as you were walking by. You pledge that. You go ahead and pledge that dirty nickel, man. I'll take it.
I'm telling you.
Take whatever that we can, man. And the times are tough. It really is. And we all understand that. But we're just looking for your support. If you can, if you cannot, truly understand.
Yeah.
Truly understand. But I just want to give you the opportunity to pledge through this radio program. So when it's not here anymore, you cannot say, I wasn't told.
That's right.
Well, you didn't tell me, Tony. You should have said something.
It's a done deal.
Well, Just trying to tell you now. So if you want to keep this radio music ministry going, give me a call at 201-692-2012 or send me an email at tony@tonysmith.com and we'll get you information and how much you want to pledge, all right?
Amen.
No amount too small or too large. And we really appreciate all of you who have been pledging so far. And don't worry, those pledge packets will go out in the mail real soon. Okay, Sister Dee Dee.
Hey.
And Sister Nicole, they should be coming real soon. They're a little behind, about a week behind right now. They've been kind of busy behind the scenes. So look out for that pledge packet in the mail. We thank you so much for pledging your support. And, you know, we haven't been really beating you up at all. I know a lot of the other shows during the day, they just keep rambling
keep on, man.
Or play music that, you know, don't want to hear.
Oops.
You know what happened? One of the shows over the weekend, and it's funny. Because I called them right afterwards. One of the shows over the weekend was teasing. If you don't pledge to the show, we might end up playing some Bob Denver or something like that at this time slot. And don't you know, at the top of the hour, for some strange reason, the radio station went off the air. And there's a backup. There's an automatic backup. So there is no dead air.
Right.
At the tower over in Alpine, New Jersey, there is a tape that'll run, that'll play music.
Yeah.
And don't you know, it was Bob Denver. For like 12 minutes. And then people's like, I thought you weren't going to do that. But it is a possibility. It happened, man. Yeah. So we don't want that to happen here to Gospel Jazz Nations.
That was a nice scare.
It was a nice scare. Yeah, man. It's all good. But this is the last day. And as I said, it was 3 weeks that we do this each and every February each year.
Yeah.
Because we are a listener-supported commercial-free radio. Where else can you call a radio station and be able to speak to the DJ on the air personally? But here at WFDU Gospel Programming, have a whole host of people. Stacy Wendell on Gospel Revelations, Sister Linda on Gospel Grooves, yours truly here on Gospel Jazzations, Spotlight on Gospel with Sharon Addison, Gospel Housing Authority with Brother DJ D Real, E Denise giving you none other than Breathe Easy, and Floyd Cray for New Songs Radio. So y'all can call at any point in time and speak to any of these DJs here. And, you know how we do.
Amen.
Each and every week.
This how we do.
This how we do.
This is how we do it.
Yeah. So it's 201-692-2012. Thank you so much, Lorraine. It is a pleasure. She said, it's just my cup of tea. So we appreciate that. We thank you so much. Thank you so much. It is a blessing here. 4:09 in the morning. Don't forget, coming up in about another hour or so, a little under, we're going to have Sister Angela Christie calling in to the program, talking about her music ministry. Log on to angelachristie.com. And thank you, Lorraine, for hanging out with us all morning long, girl. Appreciate you. And Sister Winnie Stewart.
Sister Winnie.
Thank you so much. She tunes in each and every week.
Every week.
Religiously. And thank you to Lene Battle. Oh, Lene, that is so nice of you, girl. She says on her, what are you doing now? She says, I'm listening to Tony Smith, Gospel Jazzations. He and Don Corey are nuts. Well, thank you, Lene. Appreciate that, man.
But we heard that you are, too.
Yeah.
That's what I responded because I got your email on Facebook. Oh, yeah, we got the 411.
Yes, we do.
Secret's out.
Let me go ahead and post something on her page, too.
Yeah.
We thank y'all so much. 201-692-2012. And yes, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out to my main man, Don Cardinelli. If you're tuning in, man, thanks for your support, partner. Appreciate you so much.
Don.
4:10 in the morning. We'll be back with you. This goes out to Brother William Moody, who called in. Always a pleasure. I'm just reading the information here. that Kevin Moore, boy, I got to tell you. Hilarious. That's the funny one, Lene. That's the funny one right there, that Kevin Moore. Telling you, when you get him out with a catfish sandwich in his hand and a Dr. Pepper in the other, it's a wrap. That boy goes in for real.
Royal Crown.
Royal Crown soda?
RC.
RC. That had to be the most flattest soda I ever tasted, man. Royal Crown in the can. It tasted like tin. Sure enough. Worst soda.
Pseudo cola.
Worst cola in the world.
It was the worst.
Royal Crown cola. Man, that's what they...
That's why it's not around now.
I know, that's right. They used to feed that to all the school kids, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, horrible soda. You know what I miss, though? It doesn't taste the same anymore. That Orange Crush, man. What?
No, don't taste the same no more.
Don't taste the same no more.
And Orange Crush with a palm.
What? Take one sip of that, your eyes start tearing, right, Don? Make your eyes burn.
That was a strong orange soda. That's why they call it Crush.
And a great knee-high.
But I like the knee-high peach.
Ah, the peach.
Yeah. And with the ball.
Nice. With an Orange Crush, man. That did it for me every time. In a Coke in a 7-ounce bottle. What? You can only drink that by the teaspoon.
That's right. You sure did. Because that hole was just, it was, the bottom was so thick. Then the hole was like. Yeah, well. Thank God for straws.
Right. Right. Oh, come on, Lene. You know we're right about that, girl. Brother Moody, always a pleasure hearing from you. Shout out to your lovely wife, Sister Juanita Moody, and of course, the bestest sister in the world. The bestest sister in the world, Sister Marcia Moody.
Yeah.
And I understand Sister Kelly called in a few minutes
Sister
ago.
Sister Kelly called in.
Okay.
She's up, couldn't go to sleep, so she tuned in.
Kelly.
She's going to call back.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Kelly. Appreciate that.
She heard us talking about all that stuff.
All that food and nonsense.
The head in the back. And the-
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember that? Back in the day.
Back in the day.
You remember that, Lene? Don't know how me pull that out. Shall I pull out that song for her,
man?
Pull it out. All right, let me get out.
Some yes, Sister Kelly off. Remembered all that, too. I tell you, stuff we went through.
I'm telling you, man.
Beads on the archway.
Oh, in the hallway? As she went from room to room?
We didn't do those beads?
We didn't do doors, we did the beads. Because you got all caught up in those bad boys, right?
I couldn't stand them. Those were the times.
Oh, man. What were some of your favorite sweets there down back in the day, man? Candies.
Well,
Mary Jane's. Ike and Mike's.
Good and Fruity. Yes.
I hated that licorice. The black licorice,
I
hated.
Good and Plenty.
Ugh.
Charlie says, love my Good and Plenty.
Oh, Lene says sugar babies. Sugar babies. Yes. Yeah. What? I can eat a whole package of those boys. And the sugar daddy.
Mm-hmm. Payday. When they used to have all those peanuts on it. It would be so thick.
What?
And the candy bars were big back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they make them jumbo the same size that they used to sell for a nickel. Like $2. For the jumbo size. Snicker.
Right.
Snicker bars. I love.
Hey, Lene, this goes out to you, girl. Check this out. Watch out now. Y'all better back up. She's getting out of her chair now. She's getting her groove on. I see her. She's got her shoulders going, moving from side to side. This goes out to you, girl. Kevin says bitter honey. Remember bitter honey?
Used to watch Return of the Jedi. Heat the butter cookies, drinking on the great knee high. Plain pork rind smothered in Louisiana. Hot sauce hit the spot with the pop rocks.
Yeah.
We wasn't rich, but we wasn't
broke.
Yeah,
that's right.
But that government cheese always had me knocking on the heaven's door. Don't get me started on that ice cream, man. Cause when that truck came, then everybody from the block came. No shirt, cut off jeans with the flip flops. Lips red, pink, and blue from the bomb pops. And when he didn't come, we all hit the candy lady. But one buck got you chips and a freeze cup. Friday nights was spaghetti slaw and fish night.
Yeah.
Flavor Aid in my cup with a lot of ice. The Dukes of Hazzard in Dallas was on the radar. And still to this day, you wonder who shot JR. When it was cool just to walk to the bar, but had to be home before it got dark. We go. The neighbors used to keep us in check. We did what they said.
Kevin says Pixie Sticks. You remember the Pixie Sticks, man?
What? Be cool the next day when you saw him at school. When everything was so simple there. You sounds wild, but do you remember? You called your house the crib with the back cave in.
I need love will be blazing through the airwaves. You know what I mean, I'm talking about your first crush. You swore your feelings was love when it was just lust. And when you couldn't find words to get your point across, you put your phone to the speaker and said, check this out. You used to talk for like hours until your ears hurt, and then another 2 hours to see who heard the first. You even scribbled his name inside your notebook, and if your life was a song, then he would be the hook. There were significant things that made you both fly. You wore his fur Kango, he kicked the British Knights. Richard Pryor had his tripping, watching which way it's up. You like the Cabbage Patch Dolls, he like the Tonka Truck. I hate the days, it's gone and long over when Levert had the brothers, only be Casanova. When it was cool just to walk to the bar, but had to be home before it got dark. We go. When the neighbors used to keep us in check, we did what they said, showing respect. We going. When you could fight and everything would be cool, the next day when you saw him at school, we going. When everything was so simple then, it sounds wild, but do you remember? You running late for school, you hit a third degree, throwing your socks and shoes in that Brute 33. That Old Spice was aight, but then the better deal
Zyde.
Was if your moms could go and cop you some Lagerfeld. You was the man if you wearing the first pair of Jordans. The red and black was with the wings on the side of. We wanted Thriller jackets, but they didn't have phonies. So since they didn't, man, we had to rock the members only. Hawaiian silk way old.
You had a members only jacket?
When your girl didn't quite
didn't?
Make a full loop. The stone wash was creased slow with stay flow. And if you couldn't wear froze, you kept your fade low. I know the stuff we did then was so senseless. It's still a privilege just because we get to reminisce about the things that used to make us laugh, smile, and cry. It feels so good to remember the when it was cool just to walk to the bar, but had to be home before we got the
home. Back in the day,
yeah. The neighbors used to keep us in check. You did what they said, show them respect. We going
back in the day.
When you could fight, everything would be cool. The next day, when you saw them at school, we going
back in the day.
When everything was so simple, yeah. It sounds wild, but do you remember? When it was cool just to walk to the bar, but had to be home before we got dark. We going
back in the day.
The neighbors used to keep us in check. You did what they said, show them respect. We going
back.
When you could fight and everything would be cool. The next day when you saw them at school, we going
back.
When everything was so simple,
yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming. We gotta do this again.
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? You all know about that, man. You know about that, Don.
Hey,
you know about that, Lene. You know about that, girl.
Thank you very much.
4:20 in the AM. Here at Gospel Jazzation, WFDU 89.1 FM. Streaming live at WFDU.FM. Hit me up on the email, tony@tonysmith.com. Kevin Moore says, Pop Rocks. You did the Pop Rocks? I never did the Pop Rocks, man.
I can't. I remember the name, but I can't remember how it goes.
Oh, that's the stuff you threw in your mouth. You know, as soon as it hit your mouth, it started popping.
Yes, I did have it.
Oh, you had the bad voice? All right.
It was a sensation. Something about that sensation. Popping in your mouth.
Yeah. Felt like something was moving up in there. You don't want nothing like that moving in your mouth, man. Unless you're chewing on it.
Was it gum?
Was that gum? I don't know, man. It must be some candy that dissolved in your mouth like a pixie stick kind of thing.
Yeah. Pixie sticks.
You remember buttons? Remember those buttons? Those little candy things on the white long strip. You had to bite off it, and you always had paper always always on the back of it. You never got that paper off of that, man. Had to peel the paper off. But you never got all the paper off.
I forgot all about those.
Buttons.
But we bought them.
Sure enough did, man. And the candy necklace.
Had all the candy on the string.
That's right.
Had all the candy on the string. I tell you, those were the days, y'all. Those were the days. In the good old days. Can I have some bad music, please?
Seemed to fall asleep. There was so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray, praying, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stopped worrying,
soon as I stopped worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let God,
let Him have,
let God have His way.
That's when things,
start happening. When I stopped looking at back then,
when I let go,
When I let God have his way.
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in your hands that everything will be alright.
Soon as I stop worrying how the story ends,
I let go. Let God, let go, and let God. My brother, let go, and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go. The answers.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes, He can.
Let God.
With tears in your eyes.
Let God.
He feels your pain.
And
He knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggles.
Let go. And let God.
Soon as I stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
Then and only then can I
would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that can declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have. Tell them never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Yeah, that is the song of songs for decades to come,
right?
Yes.
It's a classic.
Classic is a standard, already. Man. Already for forever. Forever and ever. Marvin Sapp never would have made it. Going out to Brother William Moody by request. And before that, Dwayne Woods, Let Go and Let God.
Let God.
Sister Lene Battle says she's getting her chatch on right about now.
I know that's right.
Shout out to my main man, James Casey, saxophonist extraordinaire. Yeah. Saw him last month over at Groove with Soul Cycle. And James, we had Corey Rawls tuning in a little early in the program, but yeah, he's another one that can't hang like Kevin Moore. Had to go and turn in.
Got to turn in.
Had to turn in. But I understand. It's not easy at all.
Yeah.
This guy on sax is incredible, man. Tenor saxophonist, James Casey.
Wow.
He's from Berkeley as well, man. Them Berkeley students got it going on, bro.
Berkeley and Boston?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to you, man. Thanks for tuning in for a little bit. Thanks to Lene Battle for tuning in as well.
Yes.
Having a good time with your girl. Appreciate you so much. She's a lot of fun, man. Can't wait for that new music. My man, Kermit Taylor out in the Bahamas is tuning in as well. Now, this guy, I met Kermit about 5-6 years ago in Detroit.
Okay.
During the GMWAs, and I was I actually drove from New Jersey to Detroit for that one, man. I paid for that, whoa, Don Corey. Yeah, man.
I mean, I've done that drive too.
Yeah. It's a long drive, bro. And you know how they work at the GMWAs, you know, up early in the morning to late at night to the wee hours. Concerts
to
4:30 in the morning, wow, and had a 9 a.m. session. So anyway.
Hours?
Huh?
Did you do it in 12?
I don't remember time. I don't remember, man.
You can but do it in 12. You know,
I'm sure you can.
Stop,
I'm sure you can. But anyway, Kermit was in the same hotel, stayed the same hotel I did. And he saw me coming down in the elevator. We rode in the same elevator down to the lobby. And I, you know, they have the continental breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
So I was getting my little waffle thing going on. Yeah. You know, waffle, I got to turn it, you know, pour that batter in.
You do it yourself.
Do it yourself, right? don't mess up now. Anyway, he was asking me, you heading to the GMWAs? I guess we had that kind of look. He said, yeah, I'm going. He says, can I ride with you? I said, yeah, no problem, man. And we ended up being good friends thereafter, took a bunch of pictures. He actually ended up being my personal photographer. I said, here, take this camera, take this picture right here, take this picture right here. So it was a lot of fun. But he has a radio program out there in the Bahamas, so I wanted to give him a shout out. Thanks for tuning in, Kermit. Oh, yeah, the chicken wings. Yo, you right about that, Lene. She said, don't forget about the chicken wings at GMWA. That is a fact. And, you know, when we were in Detroit, man, they ran out of food.
Get
at this one
here.
Place. I don't know what is up. Don't y'all know we love to eat?
Detroit does love to eat.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's where I came from.
I know, that's right. Now I understand.
I don't know what happened.
No, they ran out of food, huh?
Well, at this establishment that you ate at?
Well, actually at the hotel.
Oh, the hotel.
First of all, they couldn't handle 3,000 of us.
What hotel were you in?
We were in the big one where the
Renaissance.
The Renaissance, yes. Yes, that's where we were.
Okay.
Right.
We were my school class was the first class to have their prom there. They had just completed it that year.
Okay.
Back in 77.
77?
Class of 77.
Man.
Oh, put your pencils up. Don't start adding.
I know, they're up there at now. They're getting their calculators out. Well, I'm class of 79, y'all. Jamaica High School in the house.
Northwestern High School, Detroit, Michigan.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah. All right. 4:35 in the morning.
Northwestern Colts.
5:35 in the morning. Let me see, what can I get on for you? I might get something on for James Casey, since this is first time listening to the program.
That's right, and we also put on something for Pam from East Orange. She called in.
Pam.
Yeah. Thank you for your support, Pam. Thank you for listening to us. And we want you to be encouraged. Be blessed.
Go ahead. Stall, Don. Stall, brother. Work your magic.
Ain't got no bad music.
Yeah, you know, I didn't expect to be talking all this.
Yeah.
Time here.
Well, at any rate. La da da dee dee. God is good.
You could do better than
I'll make my own bed music. Yeah.
This boy can sing, y'all.
How's that, Pam? Sorry we couldn't play the Karen Clark Sheard song, Jesus is a Love Song. That was actually a remake. It was put out by her sister, Twinkie, some years back, and then she did a remake of it. But, you know, I love that song, too. Jesus is a love song, love song. Jesus. A love song. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Lene says, watch out, Don Corey. Watch out now.
That's the song. Karen sings that. I feel you, Pam. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you got skills, Don Corey.
Oh, man.
That boy can sing, boy.
To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
What? You know what? Let me find my Don Corey. Where's my Don Corey music? Got me on the spot right here. Let me find my
You can
CD.
Call him in the morning and even in the midnight hour. Okay, Pam, that's the best I can do. You know, you gotta be up there with Karen Clark. You got to have the show enough skills.
Where's your music, Don? I can't find your music here.
I'm a
I must have left my car. I was playing it the other day.
Oh, thank you, Tony. I tell you, I don't think I have anything in my bag.
I don't have my Don Corey music with
me. And my magic bag of tricks.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, I'll have to go over there and look, but, you know, all I don't want to leave the mic right now.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, in the meantime, I think I'll play something from Mark Bunny from the UK, Reggie Reg. Mark Bunny, the song titled
right.
Glorious.
From your neck of the woods.
That's Mike. Right. Mike.
Hi, Mike. Hi, bloke.
Oh, Kevin said you've been eating some Thin Mints. Remember Thin Mints, man?
Hated it.
Hated it.
I'm not really a mint person.
No?
You know, freshen up the breath and everything. But,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But I do like, you know, chocolate mint. You know, stuff that has chocolate in mint.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
That's a nice little combination, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just to freshen up the breath.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So as not to offend.
Nice.
The brethren and sisterin.
The brethren. Wow. Oh, James says he knows Mark Bunny. He went to Berkeley, too.
Wow.
Small world, man.
Oh. I wanted to go to Berkeley.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When were you there, James?
Yeah, James. Well,
yeah.
He's watching us on Gospel Jazzations TV, too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, let me go wave at him.
Go ahead. Go wave at him. Lene said, praise Jesus for the fresh breath. Don Corey go acting ill on Gospel Jazzations
TV.
All right, James, this goes out to you, man. This is Mark Bunny, Glorious, right here on Gospel Jazzations. And stay tuned in just a few minutes, thereabouts. Angela Christie will be calling into the program, and we'll be see what she's going on with. Hey, Don Corey dancing on the camera there. Told you that boy is just mentally ill. Mentally.
Just mentally?
Mentally. As Kevin Moore would say, just ignorant.
Just ignorant.
Just ignorant. That boy just ignorant, Lene. Ignorant.
How do you spell ignorant?
I-G-N-A-N. I-G-N-A-N-T. Ignorant.
There you have it, folks. Phonetic hour. Just ignorant.
201-692-2012. Send me an email at Tony. Pick that up, Don, please.
You ever had $100?
$100. Get that for me, man. We'll be right back with you. Here is ignorant. I-G-N-E-N-T. Thank you, Lene. Here is Mark Bunny going out to James Casey, y'all, right here on Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. 100.
Triumph and victory. He paid the cost life and gave his life more abundantly.
Just
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazzations, 4:58 in the morning, 2 minutes before the top of the hour of 5 o'clock here on the East Coast. Sam Kinniger in the background. You know about Sam Kinniger, James? That was music coming to you from Earlonne Devine, Coming Back Home. Before that, heard music coming to you from Eric Copeland, Softly and Tenderly, from his brand new CD, The Jazz and Me. Angela Christie just gave me a call. She's just getting in from Phoenix, and boy, are her arms tired. Just flew in.
Wow.
Nah. Oh, man. You know Sam too, James? Man, it is a small world while he's in Boston. Okay, cool. But Angela will be calling in just a few minutes, trying to get herself gathered up.
All right.
And she'll be calling in. And Sister Lene Battle still hanging in with us, man.
Thank Kevin you, Lene. Still has his ears, huh?
Yes, she does. Oh, Kevin. Well, Kevin logged off. I don't know if he went to sleep now. He said he was trying to stay up for as long as he could. But
yeah.
You know how that boy is.
They'll catch it in the archives.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back with you. This is Gospel Jazzations. We have about one more hour left on the air with you.
Only one more.
Be here till about 6 o'clock in the a.m. The number is 201-692-2012. And we're streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out to Sister Kelly, who called in. She'll be calling in just a few more minutes. And stay tuned for Angela Christie. Log on to AngelaChristie.com for more information. 2009 Stellar Award winner extraordinaire. Back at you. On the other side. Check it.